A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Glad to have the coach in, as always. And, Coach, let's start off. Eagles coming off a tough loss at Fort Lewis, 37-30. Always that rugged, grinding type of football game with those guys. And we have a lot to unpack from this game. Let's start with the first things you and your coaching staff really focused on Sunday and Monday when you began to analyze this one and dive into what happened.
You know, one of the things we talked about, and it was, you know, we've been talking about quite a bit of things that, you know, we need to fix and identify problems of those things. But one of the things I think that stands out the most was is this game was a lot like the game the year before. The difference was is that, you know, we made the plays at the end of the game and they didn't, and this time they made the plays at the end of the game that we weren't able to make. You know, Fort Lewis is a team that we've played close, and I think in our pregame we talked about it in the last 3 years. It's been decided by less than a touchdown, and turnovers have been a huge factor in the game every year. You know, what we talked about was that, and then also we then came back and we talked about how we, you know, we've got to identify certain things we need to fix, and it's got to change, and we've been talking about on the radio, Dave, now for a couple weeks. Our first half play has got to become better. We're going to try some new things with our players, try to shock them, but, you know, put a more focus on it, because our first half, we got to come out playing better. We against any team, you cannot come out, you know, spot another team 20 points and then expect to win. So that's one of the things we've been addressing. We addressed it yesterday in practice. We addressed it in our team meeting. And it isn't like our players don't know. It's kind of like that commercial, that Captain Obvious commercial. This is Captain Obvious. And now it's how do we do this? And we're asking a lot of questions. And at the end of this thing, it's just going to be the guys got to go out and we got to focus in, on that game plan. And we got to execute and do our job and go out with an attack mentality. And then the last thing was, you know, got to protect the ball. That many turnovers, 20 points off of turnovers. You're going to win very few games if you do that.
Coach, we'll talk more about the turnovers and dive into the game a little bit as we move along here in the show and just how impactful those were. And it's tough enough when you're facing a team as defensively sound as Fort Lewis is, when you're also kind of fighting against some controversy and a few calls that seem to maybe go against us. And I know you guys can send plays into the RMAC for clarifications on penalties and or things you want maybe paid more attention to that happen into the game. And with a few of those things and no video replay during the game at D2 as well to kind of go back and double check some of those things. Did you guys send anything in, or are you looking for clarification on anything? In particular, that second fumble return touchdown on what looked like intentional grounding and not a fumble?
You know, this is one of them things where, you know, for a long time at Shadron, we've always preached that don't put it in the referee's hands. We cannot put the game in the referee's hands. You got to take advantage of the opportunities that present itself. However, in close games, you know, there's always those calls that you wish would go the other direction. And, you know, they're the two of them that we really were frustrated on. And you know, from what we've seen on film, they punted to us. The ball on film, from what we've seen, clearly went out of bounds on the 10-yard line. The sideline judge went and marked it on the 1-yard line, which then puts our offense in a whole different type of play calls. Mm-hmm. From that series then turned into what we thought was a forward pass, but ended up being a sack fumble. And we also sent that play in on film. Dalton's arm is going forward. It is a throw. In our minds, the conference has to review it and take a look at it. You know, the good news is that we can, you know, send it in. We can talk, you know, have someone say, you know, they messed up or they got it right. The bad news is it doesn't change the result in the game. And that's where it's tough in Division II, where Division I has that instant replay to fall back on. Plus, it has that instant replay to be able to hold those officials accountable, you know, to the public and those type of things. And, you know, whenever you talk, you know, about officiating, you know, that's one of those things where, you know, I want to go back and say, you know, we can't put it in their hands. However, there was a couple factors that we think did change things. And I'll know by the end of the week what they said. I'm sure I probably cannot say it on the radio what they said.
Coach, along with us tonight here as we break down the Eagles and Fort Lewis. Coach, appreciate the thoughts on those controversial calls and things there. One of the big keys, maybe the biggest difference in the game, was the turnovers and Fort Lewis getting 3 defensive touchdowns. Other than their final scoring drive in the fourth quarter, the offense that they brought didn't really threaten you you guys a whole lot, but those turnovers were so key and really had a big play and momentum going their way.
You know, on Monday morning at the end of the meeting, I told our guys that, you know, real passionately, that we as a coaching staff and as a community, as a school, should be so proud of our guys for where they're fighting in the second half. I mean, we're outscoring our opponents 2-1 in the second half. I think we're like 95-48 in the second half in scoring. It also goes down in their yardage. Everything is like that in that second half. And what that shows, and, you know, Dave, last year you and I, we sat here and we bragged about how we finished games, how we were a tough team, how we were finding a way or making a way to win the games. And we're still doing that. We just got to get that dang first half fixed. And that is, as a coach, is what makes, you know, the frustrating part. That is, as a player, is the frustrating part. Because once again, like I stated earlier, it's like that Captain Obvious commercial. This is the obvious thing that's out there. We got to change it. And as a team and as a coaching staff, you know, we got to find a way. And when we talk to the team and now it comes down to, we've identified the problem, we got to go find out how to fix it. And we've done it, but we've got some different ideas. You know, some of it might just be, you know what, we got to go out and play better in the first half. And as simple as that sounds, as maybe dumb as that sounds, sometimes when there's a problem, you just got to work harder and you got to go out and play harder in that first half and change it.
We've got more insight into Shadron State football next. You're listening to the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Coach Long with us as we break down the CSC Fort Lewis game, and then we'll look ahead at the Colorado Mesa game coming up as well. Coach, you reminded me of last year, too. We had all those comebacks and those big second halves. Like you said, there was that never-quit mentality. This team also has that never-quit mentality. Down 30-13, all the defensive touchdowns scored against us, but your guys never, ever gave up. Tied it, had a freshman kick a field goal in crunch time in the fourth quarter. Are there some guys, who would you say is really stepping up and leading that never-quit on the team and trying to rally guys to really stay focused in that second half and try to pull out some comebacks like last year?
You know, this is where, when we talked at the beginning of the year about, we got an older team, a veteran team. You know, we got some youth at some spots, but, you know, we're still heavier in our junior senior oriented than we've ever been, and you know, those guys are, you know, who's playing really well. I think Tyler Lewis has been he's been playing outstanding. DeAndre Barthwell, he's been playing outstanding. Our defensive line, I think that we're consistent at times and we're inconsistent at other times, kind of like our offensive line play. On offense, you know, Dalton has put together that he's shown that he's one of the top. And this last game we had the turnovers. Those got to change. It's got to change, and that's part on the center, part on him, and both of those two players we think are two of the top in the league, and it'll get fixed. It has to get fixed. Those things got to, the center quarterback exchange got to get fixed. Also, Tavon Wright's playing at a very, very high level, and then you add on to it. Stevan Brown last week played over 100 reps. Cole Thurness played about 90 reps on the game. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys, they're tough football players. Brandon Fullerton's playing also really well, and it just comes down to how we are preparing ourselves mentally in the beginning of the game. If we just score two touchdowns against Pueblo in the first half, or two touchdowns in Fort Lewis in the first half, it changes everybody's play calling on how they can play call things against our defense.
Sure.
And that changes the game. And each game there's been a little bit something different. First, you know, versus Black Hills, which just was sloppy. First game versus Pueblo, our punt team put us, you know, we put us in some bad positions. This week we had a positive there with our punt team. We got it fixed. And then it just came into the turnover battle with with us this week, and these things have got to end. And that's a focus. And really after that, like I told the guys once again, I said sometimes it's like you make a mistake, you're in trouble. So when you're in trouble, you try to create all these reasons why are you in trouble, and really it might just be like, let's just go make better decisions and let's go play hard. I think I'm going to that fact more and more as I lean onto it as this week progresses.
We have seen a lot of really good things out of your team, Coach. You mentioned Dalton Holst. He's throwing, some of the passes he throws are just incredible footballs, and his stats have looked very good. But you did also bring up some of the trouble there have been on some of those exchanges, which with guys like Stevan Brown, Dalton Holst, a couple of stars, that's stuff that they would do right normally in their sleep. Is there just been maybe a little trouble executing in that RPO because it's kind of new? Are they still, how do you fight through that and get those guys to execute that a little bit better?
Our RPO that would hit, I guess it was a sack, and the guy ran it 56, ran it back for a touchdown. It was a corner blitz. We recognized the corner blitz. We seen it. He came off the edge. They hit us on a big play when Dalton was throwing. Mm-hmm. Was it execution? Yeah, it was execution. Was there some decision making we could have made better? Yeah. Or did Fort Lewis just call a right call at the right time? That probably is part of the factor also with it. At the end of this thing, more importantly, we got to get down in our consistency with our offense in that first half. And when we watch this in the second half, we are a really great offensive machine. And we got to get to that piece earlier in the game.
I want to talk about another positive with your defense, too. Fort Lewis scored in the second quarter, then they didn't get in the end zone until the final touchdown of the game with 96 seconds. And I know that's been kind of hinted at already, but just some interesting stats that your defense held them to almost 200 fewer yards than we gained. And you guys had 11 tackles for loss. And as I've gone back and listened to the radio broadcast, I remember all these really kind of well-timed defensive plays come on third downs and big plays. Your defense is making huge plays and really improved over the yardage that was allowed last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it just comes down to consistency play of our team. All of our players are involved on special teams. That consistency piece is got to continue to get better. We've had four penalties last week on special teams. Those got to get fixed. Like I said, our defense feeds off of our offense also, and it helps with the field position. It helps with all those type of things. And we'd like to have that last drive back, but in that second half, I thought our defense played as good a football play as we played all year.
Cole Condon, a guy that I recall from the game having some excellent tackles and getting in the backfield. You mentioned Tyler Lewis and other guys as well getting good pressure. Joel Carpenter with a big sack.
Yes.
From up in Sturgis. Jay Long Show tonight. Jay, we mentioned mindset last week. A bit of a different scenario than after the Pueblo game. This time coming off of an upset, and now the reality that CSC really needs to win out, hope that Mines and Pueblo stumble a few times to get into the RMAC championship race. How do you guys kind of address mindset again going forward now after this week?
I think it's real simple. When I talk to the guys, everybody knows where we're at with things. And we also know what we can do. And I think really the focus is we got to play to our capabilities. What we think that we can play like and what we've shown that we can play like. And we got to put together those four full quarters. And, I think last week, I guess it had been 2 weeks ago, when Nebraska lost to Colorado, the media started interviewing their captains, Nebraska's team captains, and there's a lot of talk about how the youth of today isn't like the youth of yesterday and how they're a softer generation and that stuff. And when I watch those captains talk and how they talked about there's still a lot to play for, and then they also talked about that's what men do. That's what you want to do is go out and win the game.
Right.
And we still have a lot to play for. 9-2 record. We also have the protect the our house, our home record. Winning home during homecoming. There's a ton of things to win for. But really our guys are no different than what those Nebraska captains were saying. They're men and they're going to go out and they're going to go out and they're going to play hard for their institution, play hard for their teammates, and they're going to play hard for for themselves. Really at the end of this thing, we want to show what our capabilities are, show who we can be.
Yeah, there's absolutely a chance to get on a nice run going forward. And we have Colorado Mines coming in last game of the season and with only two losses. Last year was the same scenario. They're still, and that was a potential three-way tie for the championship, but at least even to get into the playoffs. I mean, there are still some big things ahead, if not even just for that reason. You said, guys, you don't have many opportunities to play college football, so you take each and every game for the special thing that it is. We know your team's going to do that, Coach. And let's move in now to the injury update, something that has hurt us early this season. Some key guys have gone down. Jackson Dickerson didn't play. Jahani Wright didn't play Saturday. Elijah Miles got a series and then was injured and came out, and some other guys too. So where are you looking at early in the week on injuries with some of those key guys?
You know, you heard me talk about reps, that the reps that Cole Thurn has played, the reps that Stephen Brown played. That's something that, you know, that is causing because of the injuries. And our secondary is doing the same thing with the amount of reps they're taking also. And, you know, we need to get guys healed up. Jackson's still day-to-day. I can't give you a good answer right now on the Tuesday. Jahani Wright, same thing. He ran around a little bit yesterday. He's day-to-day. Tyree Fryer, he is also day-to-day. Elijah Miles, he did run around a little bit yesterday, so hopefully he's ready. However, Stephen didn't run around yesterday, so hopefully we can get some little more depth there. We have to use more than one running back in a game. It's just the way the modern day of football is. We can't have one back taking that majority of the reps. And then, on a good news is I think that Brendan Bramer is 100. He's back to being 100%. He's ready to get going, so he can take that, you know, that roll off of Tyree. Joey Gile, I think, is coming off of a hamstring. He should be going this week, which it'll be hard to throw him in on defense with his limited reps. However, he's very, very athletic, and we can see him on some special teams plays to help maybe reduce some reps on some other guys.
Yeah, I'm glad Stephen got the yesterday off to rest those legs. You talked about the reps he had. 30 touches, I think, on Saturday, and his all-purpose yardage, 258 all-purpose yards. It was so good to see Stephen bust out after his first couple of games where I'm sure he wanted to have more, but just was tough sledding, and man, did he break out Saturday.
Yeah, he played like an eagle. He had, I think, 2-3 receptions. He carried the ball about 20 times, and he had about 10 kickoff and punt returns. So I don't know if that equals 30, but it's close enough. I know he touched the ball a lot, and I thought he played like an eagle on Saturday.
Heavily involved, you bet. And Coach, we'll finish up tonight. Colorado Mesa's coming up here, a team that was receiving some votes early in the rankings, did not get into the top 25. They've dropped a couple in a row, including a tough one last week. Russ Martin, former Eagle player and a guy who's been around for 8 years at the helm of his team as well as you. So should be fun having Russ and the Mavericks come up to town.
You know, when we talked last home game where the 90s reunion, that's the era that I played in. They came back for the game. This at homecoming, we're going to have, I think it's the like 79, 80, 80s era. I got to check again with Karen, but that's the Russ Martin era. Is coming back, and I know that they're going to do some type of a reunion time there, and I think that's pretty awesome for us. When you look at Mesa, I think the biggest, most blaring thing is that it shows up is their team like that's in the same position as we are. They struggled first game against South Dakota School of Mines. The second game, they lost to a ranked team. The third game, they lost to Western State, who they haven't lost to since 2001. So this is going to be two teams that are very hungry for a win, that are, you know, excited to go out and play each other. And I think at the end of this thing, you know, I'll talk more on Friday about scheme-wise and those things. But they're going to try to run the ball. We're going to try to run the ball. We're going to have to get up there and execute and see who can win that line of scrimmage. I'm excited to go play, get back on the field, and after this week of practice.
Coach, it's been another good show with you. I know sometimes after the loss it's tough to come in and share, but we appreciate your candor. I know the fans really appreciate your insights and thoughts on how the Eagles perform, win or lose. So again, thanks for Tuesday night's program again here tonight, and we know you guys are going to be ready to take on Mesa and take them down on Saturday.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you saying that. You know, it's part of the job. You know, one of the things that when you lose, it hurts, and we talked about with our guys, it hurts, and it needs to physically hurt, because that shows how hard you are working. However, now we're at a point where we can sit and sulk, or we can go get our butts better. That's where we're at that point. We got to flip the switch, and this is the last time I really need to talk about Fort Lewis, and then from here on out, it is always talking about Mesa.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Tune in next week for more insights into the Eagles' latest game, team happenings, and what's coming up next on the gridiron for Shadron State football. To hear a replay of tonight's show, visit panhandlepost.com or subscribe for free on iTunes for weekly downloads.